Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I've never understood why we call a life sentence and a death sentence different things. And like, what if somebody dies before they die?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. I don't think you were done asking what, you know,
she's
what
so
you need
rude.
To know or telling her your to, order.
Need to hire better
it's
help.
Hard to find good help these days.
It really is. It's super rude. Basically, what I was going to say is, what if you die and then come back to life on death row? That has happened, and it appears to be...
I feel like a good attorney could say, you have served your time. Good man, you have served the good fight, or you have served your time, you fought the good fight. Travel on, little soldier.
Well, this guy is surely fighting that battle. Why don't you get us rolling?
Yeah, so tonight's story just is incredible. So it's about a man incarcerated for life who claimed that with his heart briefly stopped in a hospital that he had already served his sentence. So is that even possible? So this case is about Benjamin Schroeber, who was convicted in Iowa of first-degree murder in the 1990s. He was sentenced to life without parole. In 2015, while hospitalized, his body flatlined. He was revived, but years later, he asked a court, if I died, wasn't my life sentence done? So how did the court respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, think about that. You have a life sentence for the rest of your natural life. If it ends and starts again, does it have to be a final end? So our guy Ben was convicted in 96, and according to The Guardian, he killed a man with the handle of a pickaxe in a conspiracy with the victim's girlfriend. First question you asked me when we talked about that, why do you use the handle?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very sharp, a pickaxe is like, it could do some damage to a skull, but you chose to use the wooden handle part? Seems like an idiot.
Maybe a little more brutal, but the court sentenced him to life without the possibility of parole for the rest of his natural life.
In 2015, he had developed severe kidney stones, and that led him to being septic. He was basically poisoned from his own infection. So he became really ill. He lost consciousness, and he was taken to a hospital from the Iowa State Penitentiary. While he was at the hospital, his heart briefly stopped. And he was actually declared clinically dead. That was from reports from the doctors. But they also revived him five times using epinephrine and adrenaline. And that was, you know, they also treated his sepsis. So he finally was revitalized and he was stabilized. And once he was a little bit better, he returned to prison.
And it was actually three more years before he was like, you know what? I kind of died. So in 2018, he petitioned the Iowa courts asking for a release. He said because he died, even if it was brief, his sentence had legally been fulfilled. The argument hinged on the definition of the word life and whether a clinical momentary death should count legally as the end of a natural life as it pertains to incarceration.
So that's interesting. So a trial court dismissed the petition. And he appealed, but the Iowa Court of Appeals affirmed that dismissal. The appellate court that he went through basically said, here's the thing. You're either still alive, in which the case must remain closed and you are going to remain in prison, or you're actually dead, which in case that is not an appeal and the appeal is moot. So
great use of the word moot. First of all,
I love that. You know, for a long time, I always thought it was mute. You've got a mute point because you can't say it. You know?
The song Jesse's Girl, Rick Springfield, has a great use of it, too. Sorry. That is way out of left field.
So, you know, I always thought that song said, I wish I was Jesse's girl, instead of I wish I had Jesse's girl.
That's not a... I'm glad you have hearing aids now. Anyway, the piece of this case in Iowa, the statute governing Class A felonies like first-degree murder mandates that defendants convicted of crimes are to be committed to the custody of the director of the Department of Corrections for the rest of their lives. The appeals court applied a plain reading of that statute. They found no ambiguity and no room for momentary deaths. They concluded that they could not have intended for anybody who had a momentary medical death to be set free. So that was never the intention of the law. So that's how they interpret it and shut him down. John, I'm kind of into it.
Technicality is it's a loophole, right?
Look, I don't know that this is a law, but I've heard that if you are given the death penalty and they electrocute you and you don't die, then you're free to go.
I don't know that I buy that.
I don't know either.
I feel like they're just going to turn it up.
I think that's probably just a prison.
Give me 1.21 more gigawatts.
Man, what?
Great Scott.
Doc Brown really made some different decisions in that one. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there is an argument here. It is a technicality. And if he hadn't murdered somebody, I would say they should reward his creativity. But he murdered somebody, so let's not let him out. I'm good with that. But I do find that this is an interesting argument, and that maybe they need to rewrite some of these laws to be clear that at the permanent end of your natural life, this is when your sentence will end.
We're recording this late, and I might be delirious, but in The Wizard of Oz, when the little munchkins are singing the song declaring the Wicked Witch is dead, like they really make sure she's dead.
Yeah.
He's really not sincerely dead. He's really like... I don't know. I said that wrong, but he's most sincerely dead.
Yeah, they get so, into it.
Yeah, I feel like there, but is there already language written into this? There has to be to protect the courts in some way, but if not, they probably need to say, you know, if upon his clinical death he is revitalized and becomes alive again, he shall hereto still be condemned to serve out his penalty.
Yeah, I don't think that's in there. Maybe they do need to add it.
But maybe there's a clause, you know, maybe if you're dead for a year and buried and the good Lord raises you back to life, maybe we should reconsider it at that point.
I don't know. I mean, this has happened before. A guy named Jerry Rosenberg said 1986 he had a heart attack and was revived after bypass surgery, but that was rejected too. I don't know. With all the, we talked about this some with the Jared Fogle case earlier this week, but with all the sovereign citizen stuff, I mean, we're going to get more people coming out of the woodwork, and maybe they identify as dead.
Maybe they need to pass a law that says, you know, a sweeping law across all the land that would protect us. Well, I mean, they can't really do that right now because our government's shut down. So.
Yeah,
that's a moot point.
great way to wrap that up.
Guys, it's got to be your bowl.
I had Jesse's girl. No, this has been a fun true crime to go. This is what these are supposed to be. We greatly appreciate you guys joining us each week for a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like some crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.